Okay, gentlemen, Jared Porter and Sean Doherty, Aussie, congratulations on winning your gold medals at the World Indoor Tug of War Championships in China. Great performances, boys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Miles.
How difficult was it, Sean, to win?
It was very difficult, yeah. Today's performance with Ireland was very difficult. Now they've won the bronze, so it was. But with winning the gold, it was a lot easier. And the clubs, so it was.
Yeah, you remember pulling with the St. Pat's Club from County Louth and winning very early on, so that probably gave the whole team confidence.
Yeah, it did, definitely did, yeah.
And Gerald, you won two gold medals.
Yeah, that's right, Miles, yeah.
And
one at the clubs and one at the representing, yeah.
Representing your country.
Yes.
How many pulls had you to do to win gold in the various competitions that you were in?
It would depend on how many teams. Actually, I can't quite remember. It might have been seven or eight and one, and I think it was around the same in the other as well.
And was it pulled initially on a kind of a league basis, or is it knockout all the way?
No, it'd be round robin, semi-final, and then final.
Okay. So were you beaten at all in any of your round-robin competitions?
We lost one end on the club championship. And the representing on Friday, on Saturday morning, we were beaten the group stage going through by Chinese Taipei. And then we met them then again in the final, and then we beat them in the final. Then that was the only two poles that we lost in the representing.
And having been beaten in the group stages by Chinese Taipei, what allowed you to win the final then, when it really, really mattered?
I suppose that you just had to dig deep. I had to go to the reserve to try and dig it out of the bag.
And what length of time would some of those pulls take?
Some of them going through the round robin. I don't exactly know. I know the Basque country now. We had two good pulls with them on the round robin. Now would have been fairly decent pulls. I think we met them then in the semi-final again. We controlled them a lot better in the semi-final. And then on the first end of the final, I think it was three and a half or something like that, or 3:20 or something. The second end, I'm not just exactly sure now.
So quite difficult pulls, especially as it got towards the semi-final and final stage.
Yeah, we knew going back into the semi-final again, the Basque, it wouldn't be easy. But then it was final then at that stage, but I suppose we knew we had to lock our game after them beating us on the round robin to try and to do it.
I suppose it's a great indication of the standard of tug-of-war in Ireland when you can go to China and take on the rest of the world and come home with medals, in particular the gold medals.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. The standard is fairly high at indoor level in Ireland, yeah. Especially every day you're out, you're getting top quality world-class teams.
And give us a rough idea of the amount of training that's required to get to that level.
Yeah. I suppose it could be two or three nights a week, maybe more times, and Saturday competitions or Saturday nights and Sundays and away. And then I suppose when you get closer to the World Championship level, you always step it up to a wee bit. Mm-hmm.
Well, great performances, and great, I suppose, also that the four members from the Donegal area, yourself, Gerald Porter, Sean Doherty, Dan Harkin and Andrew McGonigal, that you all came home with medals.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. Great achievement, yeah. And especially from...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's from the one area, I suppose, so close.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll all be gearing up towards the World Indoor Championships in Letterkenny in 2020.
Yeah, I suppose, yes. 2 years now. We'll forget about the Hug of Iron Earth, will we, and then back to training then again.
And building up for 2020.
Yeah, that'll be the next big one, yeah.